And there's a kind of a type of fence with the white things coming up in it. It'd be, what kind of a fence is that? Usually they're white.
Yes.
Single boards. No, I was thinking of.
I think you're thinking. I know what you're thinking of. A picket fence. Yes. Sometimes a barbed wire fence too.
How was that?
A barbed wire fence too.
And any other kind of fences? While we're talking about fences, do you remember different kinds? Picket, barbed wire? How about the kind made out of wood that sometimes they would crisscross? You remember these?
Yes, I remember what they were, but I don't believe I have any name for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a wooden fence, you'd have to have something to keep the boards up. Every so often, you'd have to dig a hole and
put a pole. Or that isn't the word we want. What is it, word we want? The pole.
Would you have used
post?
Pole?
Post. That's what I want.
Okay. And now, if they made a wall or a fence out of rocks and piled them up, was any special type of fence you'd call it? Just a.
Let me see. Could be a cement, made of cement.
Would you ever call it a stone wall?
Yes, we call it a stone wall.
There aren't many stones around this part of the country, so they don't do this much, but.
No, they don't, but that's right, a stone wall, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever remember a certain, you might have, since you weren't on a farm, might not know this, but once in a while they try to fool the hens and take the eggs out and they put something in them, under them to fool them.
They put a glass egg.
Do you ever hear that called any other kind of egg besides glass?
No. My mother used to use one that was a glass egg to darn with, but that isn't what you want.
Now, can you tell me the word for what the a lady wants to serve a meal, and she uses her very best silver, and she uses her very best the dishes.
Dishes
are called
serve china.
Did you ever hear this glass egg called a china egg?
Yes, that's right. It was called a china egg. That's true.
Now the man wanted to carry some water, so he put the water in a what?
Well, some people say pail. I would say pail. Some people would say bucket. But
do you make any distinction between the
two? I would say pail.
Uh-huh. Is there a difference between a metal one and a wooden one?
I would imagine, or would say, that a wooden one was a bucket, and the other could be a tin pail.
And now, just to carry this to a modern extreme, you go to the A&P today and you can buy these things, you know, you can buy anything in a grocery store anymore.
Yes.
And they have them plastic. What would you call that if you bought a plastic one by any chance?
Well, I would ask for a plastic pail.
Plastic pail. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, suppose, what's the name of the thing you put your garbage in then?
It's can. Garbage can.
You never call it garbage pail?
No, I never have, no.
And, the thing that you put the eggs in and the bacon in the morning.
It's a skillet.
Or
a fry pan.
Go ahead and say it, if you want to start. And you see I'm not looking, go ahead and say it anyway.
All right.
Because I can usually remember fairly length of time. You never called it a spider?
We never did at home, never called. People do, but
I get this up in Boone County and McHenry County.
Spiders, spider. Is that so? Mm-hmm.
Now, the heavy iron vessel with a large opening that you'd cook.
Kettle.
Right. Kids today don't know what a kettle is.
I suppose not, no.
And you might stir the kettle with a big.
A spoon, I would say.
Now, the thing you put flowers in is a.
A vase. Maybe some people say vase, but.
I don't. Call it anything else beside a vase, would you call this? If it's not quite so fancy, might it be some other word?
Well, of course, it could be put in a jar, a fancy jar.
Mm-hmm.